Good afternoon. My name is Juanito Soranz Ferrarezzi. Almost there. And my presentation is entitled Prediction of Pore Water EC Using Rio Dielectric in Bulk EC in Soilless Substrates. As most of you know, EC is used as an indicator of fertilizer levels in soilless substrates, playing an important role on nutrient management. This variable is commonly measured using laboratory tests, as you can see in this figure, or by the Purtrue method. However, both methods are time-consuming. One of the alternatives to determine this variable is the use of on-site EC sensors. Dr. von Jersel's lab is well known by using capacitance sensors for irrigation control, and the group is moving in the control of fertigation using the same kind of sensors. These on-site sensors can simplify the EC measurements, and they allow for continuous monitoring of this variable, and this is useful for the automation of fertigation. These sensors, they determine bulk EC, which is the combined measurement of solid water and air spaces. However, the pore water EC is the EC of the substrate solution, representing the EC of the solution that roots are exposed to, being much more relevant for crop production. And the question that somebody can be asking, why we don't use pore water EC? As nothing is perfect on science, the pore water EC cannot be directly measured. We have models that calculate the pore water EC, and one of the most used models is the Hillhorst model that determines the pore water EC using dielectric, as you can see in this equation, the bulk EC, and a value that this author calls an offset. This is the publication associated with this model. And this offset is the permittivity when the bulk EC is equal to zero. This author recommended generic values for similar soils and substrates. The value recommended is 4.1. However, this offset may depend on the dielectric permittivity and the properties of the substrate, and also the frequency measurements of the sensors. For that reason, our objective was to determine the offset using four different sensors to optimize the pore water EC prediction in two soilless substrates. We tested 12 target volumetric water content in a range from 0.22 to 0.55, three fertilizer levels in two different substrates. We used two replications and four different sensors. So this is a picture of one of the sensors. This is the GS3 from Decagon Devices. And from these sensors, this sensor for the other three sensors, we determine the bulk EC, the temperature, and the dielectric. Other sensor that we used was the Hydra probe True from Stevens, the Sigma probe from Delta T, and the Wet 2 sensor also from Delta T. So we sampled this substrates with this sensors. We determined the variables I mentioned to you, and we also sampled the substrate solution using this joist press here to extract the solution, and we measured this solution with a regular EC meter, and these values from this meter were assumed as the pore water EC from that solution in that particular treatment. We treated all our results using regression models, and I will be showing you the results from just two sensors. We had lots of data from all of the four sensors, the GS3 and the Sigma probe. And the main reason for showing you the Sigma probe is because the Hillhorst model was developed using this particular sensor. In this graph, we can see here in the y-axis that the real dielectric increased with the increase of the target volumetric water content for both substrates that we tested, for both sensors, and also for the three fertilizer levels we used in our study. I would like to show you that these two sensors, the GS3 and the Sigma probe, presented a different range of dielectric. That happened because of the frequency of the sensor operation, and this result impacted our estimative of pore water EC. I will be showing you later how this affected our results. This graph shows an increase in bulk dielectric conductivity in the y-axis with the increase of the target volumetric water content in the x-axis, as happened before for the two substrates we tested, the two sensors, and also the three fertilizer levels. However, the measured pore water EC determined using the Horiba sensor decreased with the increase in the target volumetric water contents we had, and that happened because an increase in volumetric water content causes a decrease in tortuosity, then an increase in bulk EC, but it also dilutes ions in solution, decreasing the pore water EC. This graph shows the core of our approach, where we determine the offset using the bulk electrical conductivity, as you can see here in the y-axis, and the real dielectric in the x-axis. We did a regression with these two variables and the interaction between both to estimate the offset for each data point we had, allowing us to calculate an offset for each particular measurement we had instead of using the generic value of 4.1 to determine the pore water EC. Then we used this estimated pore offset in the Hilhorst equation with the measurements that we collected with all the sensors, and we estimated the pore water EC, as you can see here in the y-axis, versus the measured pore water EC determined from the solution. You can see here that we plotted all the data points we had. These gray points here are the values from the volumetric water content lower than 0.3. Then, as you can see here, we have some unrealistic and negative values. We didn't use these values in our model because the literature shows that dry substrate cannot allow the estimative of pore water EC properly. So we run a regression model with the values higher than 0.3 of volumetric water content, and we also compared these values with the Hilhorst model. It's possible to see that this model was closer of a one-to-one line than the Hilhorst model. So we had some problems with the GS3 sensors caused because of the low dielectric values that this sensor usually output. To confirm our approach, we ran two independent data sets. The first one used five different nutrient solution ECs and two different volumetric water contents, as you can see here in this description. In the second one, we used six nutrient solution ECs and also two volumetric water contents. We varied the number of replications from each study, and we used just one substrate, that is the commercial Fafard 1P. As you can see in this graph that shows the pore water EC estimated versus the measured pore water EC, our approach was affected by the volumetric water content. Each of these individual trends were the different volumetric water contents we had in our tests. So showing that the dielectric plays an important role in the determination of pore water EC. This happened in both independent data sets we had, and we were able to have a better estimate of pore water EC in the sigma with the sigma probe. In conclusions, the offset is not a constant and depends on the dielectric permittivity, the bulk EC, and their interaction. The value of offset also differs among sensors and substrates, as I showed you. More accurate estimates of offset can result in more accurate pore water EC measurements. And this pore water EC could be used to help guide fertilization decisions and potentially for automated fertigation control, as we will be doing in future studies in our lab. So this project was part of the SCRI MINES project and was supported by USDA and CAPES. And I would like to thank you for your presence here. And I will be starting as a researcher at the University of Virgin Islands soon. So please feel free to contact me if you have some questions as well.
Any questions? We have time for some questions if you guys have any. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.